Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday is always psychic reading Sundays, so please feel free to call in, and you know Miss Lennis will do her best to tell you what's going on. But anyway, we've got Chauvinet, our producer and switchboard operator.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And our host Vernice isn't with us. You know, Vernice is busy in college, so and I think we're getting close to spring break, right, Chau?
Yes.
Yeah, so she probably has a lot of finals. So anyway, and always when we start the program, we like to give a shout-out to birthdays, anniversaries, birth announcements, or what have you. So we have birthdays, and the first birthday I got to start off, I got to give a shout-out to my accountant, and his name is Dino Traverso. And he's one of the best accountants. I just have to say that I'm prejudiced because he's been my accountant for years. And he's located in Renton, Washington.
She's not prejudiced, people. She's biased. There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am biased, yes. Thank you. Anyway, it's Dino W. Traveras, and he's in Renton, Washington. Look him up and give him a call. He is an excellent accountant. And happy birthday to you, Dino. Happy birthday to Janet Omar. Janet, shout out to you, a Shuttle Express girl. I hope you enjoyed your birthday. Happy birthday to Luis Fernandez, my godson.
Happy birthday, Luis.
Yes. Happy birthday to N. May. Happy birthday to Trumps, who's one of our sports callers that calls in when Coach Jordan is on the air and also gives us sports updates. And happy birthday to Amanda Rollins. And happy birthday to my god sister, Gloria Torres. Happy birthday to my nephew, Spencer Boyd.
Happy birthday, Spence.
Yay, hey. And happy birthday to Tamara Baker. And happy birthday to Danny Correa.
Yay.
Yay. Happy birthday to everybody. And God bless you, and I hope you all enjoyed a wonderful birthday and was safe and had a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, and now we can go to entertainment news, but I want to check with my producer. Do we have any calls up yet?
No callers at this time.
Okay, so we've got time for some entertainment news. Oh, wonderful. Well, I got to tell you folks, in case you didn't know it, Janet Jackson got married on the sly last year to her billionaire boyfriend. Yep, Janet Jackson has done it again. Miss Jackson is now a married lady, Miss Wissam El Mana. The third time may be the charm for Jackson, as she reveals she secretly married her Qatari billionaire Wissam El Mana. Mana last year. Jackson has also converted to Islam. Now, I was surprised about that. Did you know that, Shah?
He was Israel?
Islam. I don't know if he's Muslim, but she converted to Islam.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other Jackson news, friends are worried about Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine has changed the spelling of his last name to Jackson, S-U-N.
I don't understand that.
He says he did his job for artistic purposes. At 58, friends say Jermaine wants to become his late brother Michael Jackson. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has started dressing like the king of pop with tight jeans and sequin military-style jackets. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Jermaine, I know. Sad commentary. Jermaine is dependent on his rich Afghan wife, Halma Rashid, Sources say he is running through her money and is urging her to let him take another wife. Jermaine converted to Islam in the 80s. He has numerous children, including kids with his brother's Randy's baby mama, Alejandro. Jermaine feels guilty over Michael's death because various interventions fail. Jermaine has also felt he should have been the family's biggest star.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, let that be the reason. And for all y'all that watch the Mary Mary reality show, I'm one of the persons, just because I was curious, them being gospel singers, but I see they ain't no different than nobody else.
Oh, I've never watched it.
Yeah. I mean, the family is close. They're a very close-knit family, and the sisters do love each other, but, you know, like anything, working with family and business.
Okay. Can take its toll.
Yeah. Mary Mary's self-titled reality show has been renewed for a third season on the WE Network, and get ready for the return of the Braxton Family Values Show. Season 3 kicks off on March 14th. Okay, whatever. Bobby Brown is headed to jail, y'all. Nothing new, huh? Bobby Brown got to spend 55 days in jail after his third DUI conviction. Brown is now 44 years old and was arrested last October after being stopped by police in California. Brown was also hit with 4 years probation. He will have to attend an 18-month alcohol program and attend AA meetings 3 times a week. Brown has to turn himself in March 20th.
Really? That's all he got? And this is his third DUI? That's it?
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot more.
Yeah. Well, this is California, so I don't know what their state criteria is for DUIs.
True. Very true.
I mean, because look at some of the entertainers and then had 10 DUIs, and they still running around making movies.
Yep, they are.
So evidently California is one of our lax law states when it comes to DUIs.
True.
Well, and Soledad O'Brien is off the Dawn Patrol at CNN. We going to miss you, girl. The new head of the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, is removing her from the morning show. Starting point, published reports say Chris Cuomo and Aaron Burnett will both replace her. O'Brien says it's not such a bad thing. She's established a production company and for the time being will produce documentaries as an independent supplier for CNN and others. In more CNN news, word is commentators Roland Martin and Donna Brazile may not get their contracts renewed by the network, and that's bringing up CNN's usual problem of the lack of diversity in their newsroom.
I see that. And Ms. Lewis, we have a caller on the line.
Okay. Hi, this is Linus. Go ahead.
And we're not.
This is Linus. Go ahead. You're on in the studio with LSV.
Area code 646. Go ahead.
Hi. Are you doing psychic readings today?
Yes, we sure are. Go ahead. Who's this?
Okay. Why do I need a psychic reading? I'm not.
Okay, and who's this, please?
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing? I just found you here.
Oh, fine. How can I help you, Sarah?
I want to ask about money. Money, quick money. Make the money quickly. I'm in such a major life upheaval, and it makes sense. It has to do with my astrological chart. It's some really big stuff happening in this past few years. And there is for everybody, a lot of people, but mine is especially goofy right now. And I'm telling you this, it's like everything that I do, that then, all the spiritual work that I do, you know, and the effort that I make, I'll make a breakthrough, which always used to happen to me, the breakthrough will come. Only this time, for the past 6 months, it's as though there is an unseen force, and boom, there is a block again. Big, huge. We're talking, I'm impoverished, and there's no reason for it. I'm able to work. I want to work. I have the kind of profession that isn't in the box. You know, it's not necessarily a job that I'm looking for, but it could be one, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is up? What's going on? I feel almost, I've never felt this way, although I've been studying from, I wouldn't even be alive, I don't think, from the time I was an older teenager, you know, spiritual path, and try my best to live according to that. But this past 6 months, because, and so I've never really gotten into the negative forces are after me kind of thing, you know? But
yeah.
I'm there now. I'm there. They found me. And I need out of it. It's even beyond me thinking about my life in a physical body, actually.
Okay, now, Sarah, you know we're in Mercury retrograde, right?
I just
You're aware of that
out.
For 3 weeks?
I just found
But you
that
said
out.
This has been going on for since last year.
Well, you know, it's actually been going on, and you know how the planets move slowly, and we're all going through that. But I would say, you know, it's been a series of crises. So then it started probably about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and it just, every few years, and, you know, it's like so much effort and work, spiritual work, physical work, all kinds of work, and then there'll be a breakthrough, and I think, oh, finally, this is the way my life always goes. You know, it's not been easy, but then there's always this magical breakthrough. And this time what would happen for the last 6 months, because about 6 months ago, there was a really big crisis where then my finances were cut off, and I was left in a position where physically and geographically, it just, I've been here ever since, 6 months. Trying, and anyway, what I'm trying to say is that, I forget what I was going to say.
Well, you're telling me, like, how can you accrue finances, and I understand that. I know one thing. I know you're frustrated because the left side of my head is throbbing like all get out. So it's really pressure. You're stressed out and very pressured right now. Only thing that I saw when I asked in the spirit was a loan from a woman, but that's not really what you're looking for. You're looking for that you can have a substantial income coming in.
You know what? Actually, to tell you the truth, trust what you're seeing. That's why I like this. I don't know you. You don't know me. I really need, because I do the same kind of work that you're doing there. But so I haven't gotten a psychic reading in a long time. You know, so it's. But I need an objective third party. Even the fact that it's not part of my life to be socializing or worshiping once a week with other people who are like me physically, you know, not just on the telephone, is part of the stress too. I know, but actually, I really sort of think it's about money this time. Yeah, this I need to decide maybe a little bit more about the career, but no, it's closer than it's ever been. Same thing with the men thing in the relationships. You know, I'm not agonizing over, you know, where is my soulmate anymore. You know, I'm not agonizing over I'm too fat, you know, and I can't do that because I've lost a whole lot of weight. You know, it's just, it's cash. It's cash to get me. You know, I guess I want to know, I want to know if you can confirm that for me too, because that really is my sense of it. And I've become quite isolated, except for work that I do on the radio or just when I'm out, you know, doing business, I'm very friendly. There's a lot of talking and things that go on, but there's no relationships with close friends. I don't have neighbors here. Like, my friends live in all different parts of the country. That's okay with me, too. I'd be okay with that. I'm not.
Yeah.
But cash. Like, whatever you see, the flashes, like, that was really good. Woman, loan. That helps. You know, because, never mind, I'm going to shut up. thing.
No, I'm listening to you, and that's okay. I'm listening to you.
I know, but you know, really, why I value this is for the reason that I said in the beginning. I have a good feeling about it because I haven't asked anybody for a psychic reading in such a long time, and you don't know me. And, you know, I don't know you, but I trust the energy. Right now.
Well, that's what I was picking up, was there was a loan from a woman, but I was also asking Spirit as far as what would regulate would be a job for you to do, you know, to get some income, but you can't even do unemployment, can you?
No.
Are you're out of that, yeah. Because I don't know why that came across, and then all of a sudden it was like, stop, that you weren't qualified for that at this time. So, but I see a woman loaning you some money. In fact, two, they're going half and half. One is a brunette. She's in her 40s. The other lady is blonde in her 50s. And it's like one gives maybe 500 and the other one gives 500. You know, it's just to help you out now. You know, I see them. You know how they say closed mouth don't get fed? If you put it out there that you're seeking help, these two women, from the kindness of their heart, will just, you know, they're not going to say what you need. They'll just say, will this, you know, can this help you out? So
okay.
In that way, they will offer you money, yes.
But I need to put it out there then. Do I need to call and ask individually? It's so weird. I don't want to do that. I haven't done it.
No, but, you know, I'm looking. Hold on, Sarah. Don't hang up. Is Brenda on the line with us now? Chauvinet?
Hello.
Yes,
I'm here.
Brenda's on the line. Sarah, Brenda's our numerologist and also will be psychologist.
I didn't
give Brenda your numbers.
I'm sorry.
Could you give Brenda your numbers?
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I
Sarah,
know
your yeah, your
no,
date
no,
of birth
not
number?
Online. You want to get it? You don't want to put it over
it.
The
it's
online.
Okay.
You want
to? Okay.
You want to give the number like? The producer or something offline. You don't want to put it online. Like,
well, wait a minute.
No,
I'm talking about just her month of birth and her date.
Oh,
that
all that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
go ahead.
The month she was born in and her date of birth. Yeah.
Oh, her date of birth. Okay.
Year.
Well, okay. Tell me your birthday.
I'm an 11 in numerology. My birthday is 3/6/1955. So I'm an 11. I'm 29/11.
Sarah, happy birthday. Your birthday's coming up. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
1959 or 55?
55-er. I'm a 55-er.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me get that added up. I mean, go ahead and talk while I'm doing this. And
oh,
I'll tell you
okay.
What.
Well, anyway, what Sarah is looking for is she needs financial help, and she also does psychic work and stuff too, but she's been having problems for the last 6 months. Like, things are kind of like topsy-turvy or roller coaster. So I told her what I saw, a couple of women going half and half just out the kindness of their heart, you know, giving her some money because she just puts it out there that, you know, she's in need, she needs help. But I thought because of what she's been going through that maybe, you know, her numbers, or do you see anything in her numbers?
Well, her birth path has to do with cooperation. You probably work really well with other people, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
You work really well with, because you've got a two. You reduce down to a two, and that generally has to do with people who cooperate well, like they do well in partnerships. It also tends to be a feminine energy, which means you usually tend to work better cooperatively with other women or when there's a lot of women in the group. The other thing I need to look at real quickly is this year for you right now. So, wow, it's interesting that you would say you're having an issue with money because right now you're in an 8 year. That's a power year, and it's also the number for money. You said you know about numerology?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But you, you know what else I was going to say? You know what else the 8 is for? And I was going to say this, that it is about money, but I was talking before you came on, and it's also about spirituality, because I was very young when I came into, you know, my own spiritual experience and started this work, and that was really hard, and I went through a lot, but I know that that's the way for me, see? And so I'm really sensing that this is a spiritual block that's going on. It's a psychic, energetic thing. Like when I first came into this apartment, I was only supposed to stay here for a month, okay? And now this next thing I've talked to a couple of people about, but in light of the fact that I've been here for 6 years, the fact that I can count on one hand the number of people that I've talked to about this is, that's crazy too. That means there are blocks going on. I walked in this apartment, and I remember saying, a couple of people, something in the bathroom. There's something in the bathroom. It's not a ghost. I know what those feel like. I'm not afraid of those. I handle all that stuff. It's not something that gives me ooh, I'm scared. But
is it Sarah? Your name Sarah?
Yes.
God, I wish I could. Just give me the first numbers of your... 2531st, give me the numbers of where you live, not your street name, just the numbers.
You mean the address?
So, for instance, mine would be like 4617.
It's 365. It's 365, and I did not choose it. 365.
Okay, and is there a specific apartment number like B or 1 or 12 or something?
B. 5B.
Right? Okay.
B, like
as in text?
Cat. Cat, like meow.
Oh, cat.
Cat.
Okay. Okay, I really don't know what you just... I'm not sure what's the number of the unit?
5C.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Got it?
Okay, so, 9, 5, 14, 5, 5, 10, C, 3. Wow, that's interesting. That number comes down to a 4. That's like a number of stability. I assume before you moved in there, you didn't have a lot of stability in your life.
That's not true. I had more stability. I had lived. I had created more stability. That's why the whole thing is so crazy, because that was the period of my life where I had lived in one place longer than any other place in my life, including when I was a child.
That doesn't mean stability. That's just where you lived. When I say stability, it's almost like... Well, the number 4, it reverberates around foundation, it reverberates around work, so it's like generally somebody who does have to work hard or works a lot or things are sort of constant, it has to do with constancy. You stayed there for 6 years, and even though you say that there's some kind of block going on there, the block might be, like you say, spiritually, it might be a more of a draw to the fact that it's there. Even though you say there's a block there somewhere, there's a safety net somewhere in that place. And it's also a number of dependability or where people feel safe. So, for instance, if people come to your home and they want to come and be around there, it's because of the foundation of safety that they feel. And when the way that works with your other number, like the number that's reverberating around you now, the 8, you know, it's not, you're saying it's spiritual. It's not the same as a number 9 or number 3. 8 is generally surrounding power and money. So if you're having a money issue, either things are getting ready to, like, really even out, or you're going to get some kind of windfall, or it's talking about the fact that you're going to have issues with money for a whole year. Eight has been mistakenly understood by a lot of people as, oh, money's coming your way. Not necessarily. It could also mean that there's so much energy around money that it can be eruptive. So it kind of depends on the other numbers in your name. I mean, it have to do with your name and your destiny and other factors in your life. Right now, the way that you're, where you live is interacting with the number of your year. It is creating a three, which is, like you said, spiritual. So, but that's all playing in on your money matters, your spiritual issues. And I don't know, because I haven't listened to the whole conversation, and I'm not quite sure what Lynn said.
Here's what's interesting about what you said. This is true, but okay, so here's what it is. That actually you're right. The people who have come to my apartment where I live here, who have been in my life, who are close enough to me that I've brought them, you know, into this living space, you're right. They view this apartment and me. They're like, wow, you've got an apartment. But where do you hear this? Everything's relative. We're talking like people who really in trouble, like they're homeless, and I just run into them. Really? I mean, that's one example, and it's true. But we're talking about that kind of relativity. See? So, yes, the space, and in terms of relationships to one another and perspectives, you're right. This is the place in my life where the people who do come into my inner life or inner circle view this place like, wow, at least you have a real stable place. And it's like, hello, what? So the next step is like me in a homeless shelter? After I've just worked all really hard.
Can I ask you something, Sarah? What do you do for a living?
I'm a jazz singer. I'm a vocalist. So I was born with like a 4.5 octave vocal range, but also I'm an adult survivor of child abuse. So I've done lots of other kinds of work. You know, I'm a hard worker. I've done all kinds of other work throughout my life. But I always come back to this because the people in my life say that to me. You're crazy, you know, sing. And also, it wasn't just, you know, the narcissistic, fuel that I was looking forward to in terms of, you know, singing in front of people or the recording part. It's that I really wanted to understand music and composing, and I went to school, you know, and did that and finished and worked at the same time. So I teach. I had a big teaching business. I've worked with children, you know, for years at a time. Had great references with them.
You're just kind of in between right now as far as jobs and money and everything, right?
But it's been years, and I'm like, it's been too long, and I have nothing. And when you have nothing, I mean, literally, if this phone goes off in 2 days again, then any effort that I put out there, people call me, I don't even know it. I don't have bus money. There is just no one who's been willing to help me this time because somebody just really did a.
I think that you're missing something in that you're saying that this has
been
going on for years, you know, issues with money. First of all, one of the things that you need to get, you know, on board with is that in your life, the energies that work best for you or when you're in partnerships, when you're in some kind of coordinative action. So whether you are a singer, but you work with a specific drummer better or a pianist, whoever it is that you do better in cooperative type situations. And also the fact that you're in an 8 year, it means that even if it seems like things are dire, things are always going to even out for you. The money thing is it can be a struggle, but the money is still flowing in and out of your life. That's what you really want in life, is for money to flow. You don't want it to stop up, bottleneck into your life. Taking money, one of the things that people don't even realize, when you get money and you just hoard it, it does not service you. You get nothing from it. It doesn't work for you. So you do have stability in your place where you're at. You're not likely to have to leave. You're not in a situation where you're going to be evicted. If you ever get to that point, it's not because of the situation creating it. It would be because you choose to make that to happen. You would have actively done that. So where you live is stable enough for you to stay there. As far as the other financial things going on around you, you're going to have to work with other people. And it sounds like you want to sort of be in some independent mode where it's just you and you and only you. You're going to have to change that in some other way. Now, if you don't want the stability that this living space is providing you, if you want more excitement, or if you want your money situation to get more like less stable but more exciting, you would have to find another place to live, maybe one with an energy of like a 5.
Okay.
Or if you want one where you want more family, then you'd want a 6.
Okay.
But what comes with a 5, which is sort of free-spirited, anything can happen, and you could get evicted from there. Because you either have money or don't have money or something, you can get to the 11th hour all the time. I'm just trying to tell you something. You have a stable place, and you need to figure out what those connections are that you need to work with to make things more prosperous for you. And you will figure it out because you have that 8 energy. And to have that for a whole year, that means you have a lot of opportunities available to you. Whether people come and want to be, there's a reason they want to be safe there with you, and you need to think about how they can help you in a coordinated effort in your life.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, there was an opportunity, and I became involved in it, but there was no cash. I love to cook also. I've had work where I've cooked for other people. Anyway, so it was this, I was working really hard, and I could have gotten involved in it and caught up in it, but not really. It wasn't. I mean, it literally was not enough money, and it wasn't.
Money isn't. Listen to me carefully, and then I'm not quite sure where this call's going because I didn't know the initial issue. But listen carefully. And 8 is saying something about what your buffers are for the year.
Yeah.
So.
Really,
you can count on that and get out of your way. You're getting in your way with a whole lot of somebody else is telling me that I have to have money. Does it matter if you have money? If somehow all your needs are met, does it matter? Would you rather be getting a $40 an hour salary, but then you have to worry about when you're going to get that salary, or would you rather be have everything taken care of and you don't have to worry about it?
No, and the other thing that's happening is that I'm really creatively productive right now. And the cook, the restaurant thing, this, you know, this small restaurant thing that was happening had enough interesting elements in it so that I was not bored. But then it got to a place then where, you know, it is a little too, if it's not mine, meaning if I was not able to implement all of the, you know, creative ideas that I had to make that business thrive, because small private restaurants are having a difficult time right now. You know, so then to be up against then the owner, you know, who's got a whole nother set of, you know, we could do a whole reading on that. Complicated. You know, it's like this isn't the time to do that. Now that you're talking about this and how really it's cooperation with other people, not about the money that. And because I have even said, you know, before you even say anything, I know that money is just an expression, you know.
It'll follow if you...
Yeah, right.
So you don't see what's in the vibrations that are surrounding you. So I don't, like I said, I don't know what the issue was that you and Lenneth were talking about What was the issue, Lynette?
It was money. You're on it.
Then, you know, I think that the answer is stop worrying about the money and move on and look to see where.
Okay.
Cooperation. That's it.
All right. I got to move on. We got other callers. We've been with Sarah for so long. Thank you, Sarah.
I enjoy you so much. Wow, you really, really were helpful. Thank you. Really.
You're most welcome. And you have a wonderful week. And be blessed, young lady.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Next caller. You're with Lennis. Who's this?
Area code 404.
You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Lita. Hi, how are you? That's my new name.
Oh, Lita. L-I-T-A?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how can I help you, young lady?
I just wanted to know about which direction I should be going in. I've been meeting some interesting people and trying to figure out what direction should I be going in, what my purpose is here, and am I going in that right direction, what do I need to be doing to build the wealth for myself, my family.
The first thing I got was delays, and the delays was because of your attitude. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. Because I'm asking Spirit about you, and it said part of delays is your attitude, your thinking process.
Okay.
Are you in school?
No.
And you have been thinking about it?
At one time, yes. For the holistic health and moving into that direction, I thought that's where I was being led to. My desire was for wellness and whole holistic health.
Are you getting any academic thoughts over there, Lennis?
I'm getting a highway. What is this about a highway? I'm seeing a car going down the highway and traveling quite fast, matter of fact. That's fast movement. But you're going so fast, you're not hearing or listening or seeing anything. Okay, so because I saw this, I'm going to back up and pause for a minute. And you, Lita, what I need you to do is to be sure in your criteria what it is that you truly want.
Okay.
You want a job, you want a husband, you want children, you want a career. But you need to be true about what it is that you really want. I'm picking up on your love life. The left side of my body is weak and paining, like you've been giving in to somebody that you shouldn't have been. Maybe you regret it, guilty conscious. That's okay. Just move on. Hey, it's a life experience. Now you know what you don't need in your life. You're looking for a foundation, but you're also looking for something from like a mother figure or an aunt, an older woman, to guide you or nurture you. That time has come and gone. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. That time has come and gone. What it is your spirituality, God is trying to move you into the direction of loving you. When you start loving you and forgiving you, that door is going to open so wide, you can't even fathom the blessings that God is going to open. But first, you got to open your mind up and love you. Don't worry about other people. I see that in you. Other people, their comments or their input and how you live your life, you let that affect you. You know who you are. You know the character about you. You're a good person. You got a spiritual heart. You believe in God. You want the best for yourself and everybody else. But in the meantime, don't allow yourself to get used. And what I mean used, not just by the outside, using your own self, okay? There's a song that says everybody plays a fool sometime, but the fool is us. It's not the person on the outside. We're fooling our own self. You're a good person. You know, I just want you to pause for a minute and think about what it is that you really want. Because God will give you. He answers prayers. Huh?
She's not pausing because she don't want to think about her stuff. You don't want to focus on yourself, do you?
Yes.
No, you're not focusing on you, and that's why she's seeing that. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about all these people coming into your life. It's like, well, who really cares? You know, where are you headed? You know, what is it about you that you need to focus on? because
loving herself.
Yeah, most times we want to focus on other people because we don't really want to pay attention to our own junk. You know, or it doesn't even have to be junk. It could be good things. We just don't want to think about it. So then, you know, we pay more attention to our girlfriend's junk and da 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 because we don't want to think about our boyfriend or, you know, we pay attention to some. You know, do you understand what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, you definitely need to focus on.
Honey, I know I can feel it so strong. I know you really want nurturing or an older woman to talk through about some things, and it's fine. And I'm going to tell you, we haven't said it, so let me do this right quick. My website is theessenceofsuccess.com. If you want a reading, you can go to my website, and I'll be more than glad. Monday through Friday, I do readings from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the evening. And so please feel welcome to do that. But for you right now, what I want you to do is to stop, love yourself, forgive yourself, thank God for all that you have. Because what you're looking for, you got a lot of it right now. You may think you don't, but, honey, you got so much more than a lot of people have.
Okay.
You know, it may not feel like that, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we complain and we want other things when we don't even realize it. Hey, you got a roof over your head. You're able to put food in your mouth. You're able to buy clothes to put on your back. And there's people out there, as the lady just the other caller, that are homeless. They wish they could buy clothes, you know, or fix themselves a meal or climb in a bed. So, you know, sometimes the things that we want, is it really necessary? Or really, if we love ourselves, then maybe those things will come to us, what, you know, that we desire in our life. But we got to first start with number one, with us. Because as you seek out other things and you're not happy, you know, I just saw today T.D. Jakes about loving yourself. It's very interesting. But we need to learn to love ourselves that we can love other people. Because once you love yourself, other things will come to you, and they will. But when you don't love yourself, then, of course, you know, you have all these indiscretions that come up. You're a good person. You're a good person. Don't let life take you down because that's not who you are. The things that you want in your life, they're good. There's nothing wrong with that. Go for them. Seek them out, you know. But I just want you to start with you and stop listening to all that bullshit on the outside because you know better. I know you do. You know, I know you do. You don't need anybody to confirm that. Because you know some things, it's like, that ain't even right. Don't even say that. Don't even come here with that. Right?
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Call me back anytime. But, honey, you're going to do good. I'm telling you, when you love and forgive yourself and thank God, that door is going wide open. People are going to start doing things around you or telling you information that is going to benefit you. And you're like, wow, what was I waiting for? Nothing but to love you.
Okay.
Yeah. Easiest thing to do, but the hardest to accomplish, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. You'll get there. Well, thank you for calling, Lita. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. He's still on the throne. Have a wonderful week, honey. Okay, next caller.
Area code 917.
917, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina from New Jersey. For having your show today.
Hi, this is Tina.
Yes, from New Jersey. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, hi, Tina. God bless you. How are you doing today?
I'm trying to cook and talk to you at the same time.
I know, and girl, you're just smiling away. What got you so happy? You just turn it down.
I feel better, praise God.
I can see your smile with them pretty teeth, that Colgate smile. I can see it.
Yes, I am. Thank you for being back today. If there's anything you just wanted to tell me, I'll be grateful.
Okay.
Anything, whatever you think. Money, yes. When do you see money coming in my job? That's all I know.
Well, Tina, you got a promotion coming up, and I would say by May, if not before. But, yes, you do have a promotion coming
up. You said May?
Yeah, it might be just a little bit before May. What is that whistling in the background? You're tearing my ear up, girl.
I'm sorry. It went out now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. But anyway, getting back. Okay, what I see is around May or a little bit before, so either last week of April or 1st of May, but you will be offered, and I can tell you, it'll be in the promotion, it could go from $1.25 to $2.25 per hour more.
Okay.
Than what you're making. But the benefit to this is that the benefits is greater on this job.
Oh,
I see
great.
With more benefits, like better, God, I can see it. My mouth isn't saying. Better medical benefits, better dental.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what
great.
I mean? So the pay may not be real high, but the
yes.
the balance of it is that the benefits will be greater than what you've had before.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So as far as money that way, yes, that'll benefit you because that means that you won't, like maybe if you had to spend $50 before you could get to the doctor, you know, like a copay or whatever, these benefits
yes.
will be much better for you and your family. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. So that way it's a savings money-wise, I see.
Okay.
And who is Jewel? I'm seeing a Jewel. Jewel's going to stop by your house today. Jewel or jewelry or whatever. I see this person coming up the steps. They're going to stop by to visit you today. It'll be a nice visit.
Okay.
I don't really like
Jewel.
I
see
like
it's Jewel. A nice jewel or jewelry, something like that. But I see it's a nice visit.
I like Jewel. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm feeling good in my spirit, so you'll have a good conversation with this person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just it's
okay. Anything for my love life? Do you need anything for that?
For your what? I'm sorry?
My love life. Anything
your love
like
life?
That? Yes, anything exciting.
She wants exciting.
Lewis
yes,
and Jeffrey. Lewis and Jeffrey.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How are you?
Those
you
are the two names that's in front of my eyes right now, Lewis and Jeffrey. Lewis is good-looking, tall and dark, good-looking guy. And Jeffrey,
I
see him like politics or business, something like that. I see him in a suit.
Oh,
yeah, the Jeffrey guy
that
is.
In
a suit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now.
Yeah, the first guy, Lewis. Why does that sound so familiar to me?
Yeah, what about
Man.
Him?
Huh?
I said, yeah, what about him?
I just see him all around you.
Oh, okay.
Good-looking guy, but I see him all around you, almost not smothering you, circling you.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
like anywhere right. you turn, he's right there. He's right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You
All
are
right.
most welcome, Miss Tina, and thank you for calling. And you have a wonderful dinner.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Have a blessed week, my sister.
You have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Next caller. You're on the line with Lynn.
484.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and who's this?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you? You're Tina, too.
Oh, yeah, my name's Tina. Yep, hi, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Okay.
This is a good day for you Tinas, I tell you.
Okay, good. Do I got to give you my name, my date of birth, or what do you need from me?
For the numerologist, yeah. She needs your...
Okay, yep. 8/29.
That's only if I need to be in on it. If you don't need... You don't have to do numerology if you don't want to.
1974 is my birth date.
Okay, say it again.
Did she say July?
No, August. August 29th, 1974.
August 9th,
1974. No,
29. 8/29,
8/29, 74. I'm sorry, it cuts out for me. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8/29,
74. Yeah, I'm a Virgo.
Tina, the first thing that came up was economics. But you know what? I saw something really good when you started talking. and it was like somebody taking a blanket off the bed. You know what I mean? Like you've always been real. Okay, I'll put it, this is how it came to me. I'm in the bed, and it's warm, and I feel real good. And now all of a sudden somebody came in and they pulled the covers off, and I've gotten cold, but I'm not real cold, but I'm cold.
Okay.
And I'm like, give me the covers back. So this is, I'm like, I'm seeing you economics, like things are going good, but something happened, and now it's coming back. You know, it's almost like it was taken away, but it was coming back.
Could that
like a boomerang. That's what I want to say. It's a boomerang.
Okay, could that be something regarding my love life with this man? Because my financial is great. There's no problems there. I have my own business. I have my own cleaning business for 24 years, so that ain't going nowhere.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay, but you could get, like, an influx of money or down of money. That's what I mean, like that. You know,
I mean,
it's not like you're going
to
go broke or anything, but it's
an influx. I would have to lose half of my clients to do that, and I don't see that happening.
Okay. That's okay. Let me put it to you another way.
Okay.
For the month of March, maybe you'll make $500 more. And for the month of April, you'll go down $1,000.
Okay.
Now, do you understand? It's like there's
sort
a fluctuation
of, yeah.
Where you
okay.
might get more money this week. Next week, you may not make as much money. But you
okay.
still are going to do good. You're never going to be broke or
right,
dire.
Right,
no.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
So now
well,
you asked me about this man. Oh, I'm sorry. Go
yeah,
ahead,
do,
Brenda.
Do you want me to ask the question, or what do you want
no,
me to do?
No, let me tell you. Give me the man's name, just his first name.
Dan.
Okay. Don't tell me anything else. Let me tell you about him.
Okay.
Okay, Dan is a player. He's a player. He's not too serious about settling down. He's got a good facade about him. He can play the game real well. He gives so much and then he pulls it back. It's almost like there's a wall there where he doesn't commit 100%. It's like Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall. You know, if I go over and I
okay.
fall and I break, will I keep it together or will I just lose it and, like, walk away from the situation? Or will
okay.
I just balance and teeter back and forth? You know, in other words, make a decision, like a Libra. Make a decision.
Well,
quit playing
well,
games.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm calling, because do you feel like he's going to be making a decision and move here with me this month?
No. No.
Wow.
To be honest with you, he's playing you.
Well, we're
he's
not even
you.
Together. We're not even together, but the reason I was calling is because I did go to one of those professional psychics, and they
mm-hmm.
said that by March 15th he would be moving in here, that he was going to be coming back, and he was going to be contacting me, and then shortly after contacting me, he'd be moving in here. So that's why I'm kind of – I really need to know, because I need to let my landlord know, because – Let's say he does contact me on the 10th, like this professional said he was going to do, and this professional has 3,000 reviews, really good, 3,000 really good reviews. So, I mean,
reviews
I do believe him, but my problem is if he contacts me on the 10th like he's supposed to and move in on the 15th, I got to be able to talk to my landlord about all this. I just can't
Wait a minute. Back up. Pause. Pump your brakes.
Okay.
What is the relationship? Are you two going forward to get married, or are you just going to live together? What purpose
okay,
are you know, serving
I, okay,
here in this
I've known
relationship?
This guy. I've known this guy for 30 years, so it isn't like I'm going to be moving a stranger in. You know, I don't know what the universe is going to be bringing here on my plate. I mean, I would like to get married to this man and have a child. But, you know, I don't know. But my main concern is focusing on what's coming up in the next week or two, because I just can't have a man living here because my landlord lives two doors away from me in the house and be like, oh, yeah, this guy moved in. And he's going to be like, well, why didn't you let me know this? I'm off for two in advance. Why didn't, you know.
Tina, why is she moving in with you?
Let me tell you something about her, Linus. This is a person who's got a 22 master number. So she encompasses the 11 master number. The 22 is why you're so successful. You also like to plan everything out, and you're a born leader in your world. But you're also a hard worker. You know, everything that you have came from your efforts.
Right.
It wasn't based on somebody else dropping money in your pocket.
Correct. My relatives, my parents, a man. I was never married.
Yes.
No one gave me anything.
And so she needs to plan everything. It's really important for her.
I do, because, listen, I've been at my cleaning business for 23 years. I just can't have someone rolling in here telling me, oh, you know what, it's not working out over there where I'm living or whatever, and can I just stay here? Because the psychic I contacted said he's going to approach it like as a friend. Listen, I'm having trouble over here. I got to get out from where I'm living. Can I stay here for a couple weeks as a friend? And what's going to happen is he's going to stay here for a couple weeks as a friend, and then by the second week of April, we're going to be in a committed relationship. That's how this is all going to play out. But in the meantime, I got to know what's going on. I can't be waiting until March the 10th.
Tina, again.
Tina, you're the one in charge.
I'm going to tell you.
I mean,
listen to me. Man is playing you.
Okay. Good.
I don't
I'm
care
even,
that you've known him 50 years
Dan.
And lived next door to him. I'm telling
you. I'm not even in touch with Dan, so he's not playing me. He's not playing nobody. He ain't playing me for sure. He may be playing other people,
okay.
But I'm not even in touch with him.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to get to the bottom of what the psychic said.
Okay, well, can I say something about psychics, you know, even with my family? Listen. They can see a moment in time, and they can see the path that you're headed on. It doesn't mean that you're going to take it.
Nope, because you have free choice and free will.
Path is affected by what somebody says to you. Understand that.
I know, but I really am thinking. I'm really going by what this psychic said. He's a professional on psychic random. He has all these reviews.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
no. Let me tell you, we're all human beings, and everybody falls short. I don't care who you are. There's nobody perfect on this earth.
It's not saying
so,
that he's wrong.
You take
it's
everything
just
with a
that.
Grain of salt.
So,
also,
what you two are saying is Dan is never going to be in touch with me. Dan's not coming here.
No. Hold on, Tina. Hold on. See, the part of your brain that's taking over at this point is your, you know, my really logical leadership side.
Well,
and you're not,
I mean,
really,
not
it's almost
about,
like you're
listen,
shutting
I'm
out your own feelings and what you feel
well,
and what you're saying.
I think what's happening is I'm not worried about a relationship. I'm not worried about loving this man. All I'm worrying about is the future drama that's going to be coming up by the 10th of March. Or sooner, where this guy is, I said to the psychic, I said, how's he going to get in touch with me? Because the boy never calls me. He'll text me only once in a while. He says, now listen, I didn't even tell him how he's going to get in touch with me. I said, how's this all going to go down? He goes, he's going to send you a text message. Why wouldn't he say he's going to call me? He knows that Dan only texts me. Dan doesn't come to my door. Dan doesn't call me. He texts me. He says, he's going to send you a text message and say, listen, Tina, I need to talk to you. Can I come over and talk to you? And then he's going to say, listen, I'm having problems over there where I'm at, and I got to get out.
Okay,
and
so let me ask
okay,
you.
Me being a good hard person.
I don't mean to cut you short, Tina, but I'm down about a minute mark here.
That's
and
right.
I need to make some announcements before I get off the air.
Okay.
Tina, I'm going to tell you, you make the decision that best serves you.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to say. Make the decision that best serves you, regardless what I said.
But you guys are
or what
saying
the other
that he's not
said.
Coming. He's not coming here.
No, nobody's saying that.
I didn't say he wasn't coming. That's not what
no.
I said. I said he was playing you, using you. But,
okay.
you know better, so I don't argue with people. I let you go ahead and make your own decisions because you have free will and you have free choice.
I understand
regardless
it, but
what
do
I
you,
say,
you
still you have
guys
your own mind to make
like,
your decision.
Do you feel like he's going to... approach me this month and say I need a place to live.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I didn't say he wouldn't. I was giving you the synopsis of the situation, what the outcome would be. So,
right.
I approaches you, it doesn't sound like it's above board.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got to wrap up here. So, again, Tina, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, and you have a blessed week this week. And I want to thank Brenda as well for calling me. And my website is theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can get readings, you can do books or purses, whatever that you need, and listen to my show 24/7. Next Sunday, our show will be about current events. On the 17th, it'll be the sports show. And on the 24th, we're doing something new. We're going to do a show on being blessed and thank you. And the last Sunday of this month, it'll be about poetry. So all you folks that write poetry, remember at the end of the month, that whole hour will be dedicated to poetry listening. And I want to thank Brenda for being on the line with me today. As always, she's so charming and a treat and educational as well. And Chabonet. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Remember, always say I love you to myself and others, and thank you. And again, thank you for joining in the studio with LSV. Have a good week, everybody.